A podfic of Shop Smart, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary: a new store has opened in Danville, and Phineas and Ferb are there to check it out. End of summary. It might not have the square acreage of the super duper mega superstore, nor the historical significance of the Googleplex Mall, but you gotta admit, Ferb, this place is pretty awesome. Phineas spun around, trying to take in as much of it at once as he could. It was their first time there, aside from offering to help the construction crews when they had a little issue with their machinery. They'd managed to get the crane running again before the foreman realized they were there and shooed them off due to insurance reasons. At least the crew seemed happy to have their help. Either way, the Danville S-Mart had formally opened just this week, and Phineas and Ferb were more than eager to check it out, and maybe stock up on a few items they were running low on. He glanced up at the nearest aisle sign, which claimed it had rice, pastries, and sugar. "Where do you think the hardware section is?" When he didn't get a reply, he glanced back at his brother. "Ferb?" Ferb blinked at him before looking back at something behind Phineas. He turned. There was an employee pushing a cleaning cart out the man's room. "Yeah, I guess we could ask him." Ferb shook his head. "Well, what? Oh, yeah, that is kind of weird." The man had a plunger attached to his wrist in place of a right hand, and as Phineas watched, unscrewed it and replaced it with a metal prosthetic that was hanging on his belt and started using it with as much ease as one would their flesh and blood hand. "That's some medieval knight's gauntlet," Ferb squinted. "It doesn't appear to be a reproduction, despite the lack of wear." "Huh," Phineas stared at him. "I didn't think you were paying that much attention to Dad's lecture on those." Ferb shrugged. "Well, it might not be a reproduction, but I don't think that's a normal gauntlet, unless we've really underestimated medieval engineering." They thought about that for a moment or two before Phineas grinned. "Come on, let's go talk to him." He didn't wait for a response, quickly crossing over to him at a pace just below a run. "Hi!" The employee stopped muttering under his breath as he glanced at them. Brown eyes ran over them, catching briefly on the shopping list in Ferb's hand. He sighed. "Aisle 12. "What?" "Hardware." He bent down, digging for something on the lower shelf of the cart. "It's on aisle 12. Oh, thanks. "Remember, shop smart, shop S-Mart." The man wasn't very discreet with his eye roll. When they didn't move, he stood up and turned to them, letting Phineas get a look at the "My name is Ash" housewares name tag clipped onto his shirt. "Can I help you with something else?" "Yes, yes you can. I'm Phineas and this is my brother Ferb. We were wondering about your gauntlet." He smiled, open, innocent, the kind of smile that let them get away with all sorts of things they were technically a little young for. "Ferb thinks it's a genuine medieval piece, but highly upgraded." Ash cut his gaze over to Ferb as he leaned against the cart. "That so, kid?" Ferb blinked. Was that a yes?"
"Yep."
"Right." Ash held out his metal hand for inspection, moving the fingers with surprising amount of dexterity. "I can assure you this baby is the real deal from 14th century England."
"Really?"
Both boys leaned forward to get a better look. "And who modified it?"
"Me," he grinned, chest puffing up a bit. "In 1300s England."
"Whoa." They'd never met anyone from outside of Danville who'd time traveled before.
"I could tell you a story."
Phineas tore his eyes away from the gauntlet to look up at Ash. He really looked like he wanted to tell it.
"We'd love to hear it, sir."
"Well, it..." He cut off, grimacing at something over their heads.
Phineas and Ferb glanced back to see a man glaring their way, or rather, Ash's way. It said manager on his name tag.
"Well, it's not my department," Ash started, a little too loud, and with a very strained attempt at a polite smile. "But I'd be more than happy to show you young men where the roofing screws are located, right this way."
The manager huffed but went on his way as Ash led them off with a muttered, "Asshole."
"Right, so it started years ago with me and my girl, Linda." End of story.
Authors and notes. I wrote this after realizing that technically a version of Ash Williams could exist in the Phineas and Ferb universe. How, you ask? If Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel is viewed as canon,
Then Phineas and Ferb exist within the Marvel multiverse. Because of Dynamite Entertainment's Army of Darkness comic series, Ash Williams exists within the Marvel multiverse. A version of Ash Williams is supposed to exist in every universe in the multiverse he is in. Following that reasoning, a version of Ash should exist in Phineas and Ferb's universe. I had this realization in the middle of the night, and now we'll make it everyone else's problem. That is all. The end.